Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention this new tax on hotel guests planned by four Dublin councils. It's the City Council, Fingal and South Dublin County Council have all signed up to the proposed working group, and Dunleary Rathdown is also close to doing so. But we're asking, will it be off-putting to visitors or potentially bad news for tourism? Seamus McGrattan is a Sinn Féin Dublin City Councillor. Seamus is with me on the line today. Are you in favour of this tourist tax, Seamus?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andre. Yes, we are in favour of Dublin City Council has been discussing this since 2020. We've had a number of different engagements. We've done a bit of research on this. So we require national legislation, which hasn't been forthcoming since that. So we've decided now just to link up with the other three Dublin local authorities to try and come together, because there seems to be common ground on it. So we felt that if the four of us came together and maybe approached government centrally, there seems to be some change in tone from central government. There was a briefing note sent out by the tourism minister earlier in the year that seems that they may be more open to this than they were before. So we're looking just to get the ball rolling, just to get this started. Obviously, there would have to be consultation. There would have to be a lot of work done on this, but we're looking to just get the four steps of this going so we could look into this further.
Why, though? Like, why do you want tourists to pay more?
Well, it's not that we want tourists to pay more. We want to offer tourists a better experience when they come to the city. We are struggling with income streams. We're looking for more income streams so we can provide that. We need to provide a clean, welcome and safe city, better maintained city that will enhance the package for tourists coming here. It'll enhance the experience coming. And at the moment, because we're particularly in the city, we're cash strapped and we haven't got the income source to do that. So,
but how can we not do it though, Seamus, with the money that's already there? I mean, businesses are paying through the roof for rates. I mean, what are we doing with the rates money then?
But businesses are paying rates, and we haven't. We only in the last couple of years there's been modest increase in rates. So some of the rates, some of the bigger businesses are paying high rates, but it's not excessive. We don't want to put businesses off. We could increase commercial rates, but that'll have an effect on small business as well. So we're looking at that as well. We have done that before. We're looking at all different streams. It's not that we're looking at tourists. We're looking at every income stream we have, because we need more money to run the city effectively.
So what sort of a proposal are we talking about? I think I heard, was it 1% potentially mentioned on the price of a room per night? Is that the sort of the potential levy?
Well, we've looked at different cities that do it. There's different ways. Like, it could just be a flat rate of maybe a euro per night, or it could be a percentage. As I say, there's different ways of doing it. Amsterdam is one we looked at before, and it's probably not the best model to do it. They have huge tourist numbers, and they do it a separate, completely separate charge. The Welsh government has introduced different ways of doing it, and Edinburgh is the latest one to do it. So there is different models we could look at. We've looked at different ones. We're not sort of set on one. So that's what hopefully the working group will thrash out. And again, we need the legislation to start this, to begin this process. We're not even on the first rung of the ladder on this yet.
So I did hear 1% was mentioned earlier today, would say on the price of a room potentially, that, you know, so it's that sort of thing, is it? That you're looking at.
Oh yeah, it's like the couple of months we looked at will be 1% charge or a flat 1 euro rate, which would bring in approximately 12 million to the city, which would allow us to do a lot in around the city, particularly around cleanliness and maintenance. I heard a rep on earlier on from the hotel industry saying the average cost of a hotel night in Dublin is 168 euro per night. So, you know, a euro or 2 euro to that, like 1% would be obviously 170. So, you know, it's not gonna break the bank. It's not gonna make a huge difference. So, but that's the sort of figures we're looking at.
Paul Gallagher, stay with us, Seamus. Paul Gallagher is the CEO of the Irish Hotels Federation. Will it make a difference, Paul?
Well, it will for lots of reasons. I mean, I suppose I'm listening to Seamus there quite carefully. You know, he says he wants the legislation first, which means there's no plan. So the plan will follow legislation. We're quite clear that the councils have no legislative footing to create such a tax. So they may want one, but that doesn't mean they're going to get it. And what we constantly hear is it really is to fill a 12 million hole in the budget. And that's what they have a problem with. What your listeners won't know is Dublin hotels, all through the, and including the three other regions of Dublin, pay about 35 million euros a year to the Exchequer in local authority rates. And then in Dublin City alone, a large swathe of hotels in Dublin City already pay an additional 5% under a thing called the Dublin Business District Improvement Scheme, which is BIDS, which was actually put in place about 13 years ago to help fund a cleaner city. So we've been paying it all this time, extra rates, another 5% on top of the 1,000 we pay a room. And now we're back to the same point again, where Dublin City Council want to fix what they say is the enhanced experience for visitors. A bed tax, by the way, if it's applied, would apply to Irish citizens and overseas visitors. A bed tax is whoever's in the bed. It doesn't distinguish.
Well, actually, so, I wanted to be clear about that, Seamus. Is it just foreign tourists or it's any tourist at all? We won't discriminate. We'll charge anyone in the bed.
Yeah.
Yes, it applies to everybody. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's across the board, yeah.
Yeah, it's across the board. And what's the issue with that, Paul? I suppose you can't really discriminate.
Well, first of all, on Irish citizens, it's double taxation because they already pay all their taxes and they pay a property tax for their own private dwellings. What's missing in all of this is the Exchequer already receives nearly 30 cents in every euro from visitor spend. So between tax, VAT, excise, corporation tax and so on, they already fund a substantial amount compared to maybe ordinary citizens' tax rates. So the idea of going after visitors or people who sleep in hotel beds, I think, is just ridiculous. The City Council could change the multiplier on the rates and make all ratepayers pay, which would bring equity to the system, because visitors don't just sleep in hotels. They jump into taxis and they go to shops and they go to restaurants and they go to attractions and they buy a pint and they buy a little gift and post the postcard and you name it, everything they do. And to expect one sector to put a tax on them, including residents of Ireland, Irish citizens, I think really is just a stretch too far.
Yeah, and I wonder as well, I mean, the other thing that they maybe do a little bit different, Seamus, in some countries, you know, it depends on the kind of hotel you're staying in. Like if you're staying in a 5-star in New York, you'll pay more than the tax levy, the tourist tax levy in a budget hotel. Is that likely to be the same here or will it just be a straight fee?
Yeah, well, again, that would depend on what would come in. And I hear Paul saying that there's no plan. The fact is we can't have a plan without legislation. So like a 1% charge would obviously affect, depending on what hotel you stay in, it would be a different rate. But a flat rate across the board would be what it is. So, like, again, we're open there. We haven't got into that level of discussion because we can't get to that. So, but I know, again, in different cities, they do it differently. So if you were staying in a 5-star hotel, say in Amsterdam, you would pay more than say in a budget hotel. But again, we're not at that stage at all yet here.
Yeah, like for instance, in Rome, the charges start between 3 to 7 euro per night. It increases, you know, to coincide with the hotel's star rating. In Venice, from last year, it's a 5 euro fee for day trippers. That was aimed though to try and control overcrowding. You look at Barcelona, for instance, you pay 3.50 there per night. Jennifer's with us on the line today. I want to get listeners' thoughts on this. Stay with us though, Seamus and Paul, if you don't mind. Jennifer, would you be deterred by paying a tax levy?
Good afternoon, Andrea. No, none whatsoever. I mean, I've travelled frequently. I'm very, very grateful to be able to do that. And to be fair, every hotel, every city we've been to, we have paid a tax in one form or another, greatly exceeding 1%, I might add. This year, we're returning to cause. And we're staying in a different class of hotel to what we did last year. But just an example, they're charging a set fee or nightly fee per room. If you're in a 1 to 2 star hotel of 3 euros, but in a 5-star hotel, it's 15 euros per night, which once you're aware of ahead of the trip, you just pencil it in, you just factor it in. And I don't have a problem with that at all because I feel that you do reap the benefit of it. I was just listening there to the two representatives. And to be fair, when they're talking about, you know, tourists are paying taxes on absolutely everything they go and do or, you know, taxi services they use, you don't go away thinking that. You don't go away counting every penny and seeing what's actually for the service and what's the additional tax. And for as long as you're getting a good time out of your trip as a whole, I mean, what is an extra 4 or 5 euro? Were there hidden fees? Perhaps it can take you back a bit. I mean, I remember the first time we went away and we were charged it and we weren't aware that there were taxes. It took a chunk out of our spending money. But for as long as you know up front that this is what's happening, then it wouldn't deter me. I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. I just want to see that the money that we would be spending is reflective in the environment, in the stay that we're having.
Do you know, it's funny, I put a poll up just on my own Instagram account today, right, at Andrea Gilligan 1 about this. 67% of people who've applied or who have replied to the poll have told me they've no issue with a tourist tax in Dublin.
None whatsoever. And if anything, I think it's very minimal. I think 1% is ludicrous because a lot of hotels in European cities are charging a lot more than that, which their guests are relatively comfortable doing. I mean, if you can pay £200 or €200 a night for a hotel, you can afford
what's
at least 1%? That 1%, if not more.
Michael Lennon is with us, Jennifer. Michael's the director of the Skylon Hotel in Dublin. Sure, what's 1%, Michael?
Yeah, what's 1%? Look, we need to stay competitive. We need to further increase, I suppose, our sustainability. And this is an unsustainable tax being put on our guests, whether they be Irish or overseas. And I think we have to compare when we start looking internationally at models. You know, a lot of countries are collecting tax, decentralized regions, particularly in the Spanish and even in other European countries. The local government has more autonomy to collect taxes, but ours is a central system. And Irish tourism generally gives about 2 billion plus a year to central exchequers. Paul mentioned there about 30 cent in every euro. So we're trying to make that to 31 cent based on Seamus's analogy. And I just don't think that's sustainable.
You see, the only concern I would really have around this, and I have to be honest, Michael, majority of the listeners I've heard from today, even just by Instagram and on the messages on WhatsApp, I'll come to those, they don't seem to have a huge issue with this. The question I would have, though, is how can we be guaranteed it might stay at 1%?
Agreed. Those people in your poll don't realise that they'll be paying it too. So you're talking about a tourist, and people seem to think that a tourist isn't an Irish person in Dublin.
So
this will be a domestic tax as well. And I think your poll will be quite different. If you just wrote down, are you prepared to pay a tax to sleep in a bed in an Irish hotel? And then tell me what the results are.
And the other question, and maybe Seamus, you can shed light on this. Like, will it also, is it the Airbnbs? Is it the B&Bs? Is it the apartments? Is it everything or just hotels we're talking about?
Well, again, as I say, Andrea, on, we haven't
too early to say.
Discussion yet. Yeah, but just from the briefing note that was released by the minister earlier in the year, like he mentioned an accommodation levy, so that would seem to suggest that they are looking at other things as well.
You know, and your view, Michael, on whether or not it should, the tax levy should change depending on the hotel star rating. Do you have a thought on that?
If something comes in, it'll be on the standard and the grade of that establishment or that pub or that restaurant. The fact is, we're spending the third highest consumer taxes in all of Europe. And last year, we got a jump of 50% in our VAT. I think it's ridiculous that people should be thinking of putting more taxation money on us. And what I would look at with our local councils and my own here in Mayo is get out and work in the local communities and help keep the towns tidier, tidy town committees. Use the local communities as best we can. Now, they are being supported by local councils, and I'm dead sure it's happening in Dublin as well. I know I've been picking up papers in Drumcondra there many an evening. So we need to be working together on this and come up with a solution. But I don't think raising taxes is the way to do it.
There is a tax, Paul, sorry, to your point from the listener who says, I live in County Galway. I wouldn't come up to Dublin. I'm already paying enough tax. I shouldn't have to pay to visit Dublin. Dubliners should pay tax for visiting the Republic of Ireland by this standard.
Well, you look, that's the other thing. If you think that a tax in Dublin, that if it did come, by the way, it would just stay in Dublin, I think we're all being silly. It would be right across Ireland. So, you know, this other councils would get hungry on this whole issue. I mean, what's clear in all of this conversation is whilst all the councillors might be all agitated about a 12 million hole in the Dublin budget, they simply have no idea how they are going to spend it. They talk about sometimes odd time ring fencing. They have no idea what they might do. They have never spoken to me directly. It is simply an accounting exercise that they are dealing with. And the idea that you just need legislation before you actually get some thoughts in your head is really just not a sustainable position for any councillor.
The problem with holes, Seamus, is that they tend to get bigger. And listeners have an expectation that this levy will tend to increase as well, beyond 1% in the future.
No, well, we wouldn't look at, the last thing we want to do is to be increasing charges on people and to, you know, to put people off coming to the city. That's not in our interest. And, you know, I listen to Paul, like, and Paul said there, we haven't spoken. I've spoken to Paul before on this. We've done research in the council. I met with Paul. We discussed this, and like the fundamental point, I suppose, is right that there is a shortfall in funding of local authorities, in particular Dublin City Council, by central government. And if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be looking at this. This is an exercise, because we do have to provide, we have to provide a budget every year. We have to try and enhance services, and if we don't get money from central government, we have to look at other sources of doing that. And this is one of the things we did. So Paul's fundamental point is right. It is about a shortfall in funding, and that's what we're looking at. Is we didn't, as I say, wake up one morning and decide we want to put a tax on tourists, but it is something we feel we have to do because of the overall income problems of Dublin City Council.
Yeah, well, I want to hear from listeners about this today. If you're coming to whatever, you know, match in Croke Park this summer, potentially whatever concert gig you want to see at the Three Arena, Croke Park, the Aviva Stadium, how do you feel about paying potentially 1% as a tourist levy additional to what you're going to pay for the hotel room or the bed that you're maybe hoping to stay in that night? I think we've got Julia with us on the line as well. Julia, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. I heard about this on the news this morning, and just listening to it first, I was appalled. Now, listening to that Dublin City Council guy, he sounds very arrogant about the charge, you know. Like I said, oh, it doesn't matter 1%. It doesn't matter 1 euro. Ireland already is a very expensive country to holiday in. Petrol, food, hotels, cup of coffee, a drink. No matter what you mention, Ireland is expensive anyway. Now, comparing it with other countries that have hotel taxes like that, why can't we be different? Why can't we not charge a tax? There's already taxes been paid to keep Dublin City clean. Why can't they keep it clean on that? You know, I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. And exactly what you said, 1%, next year it'll be 2%, and in 3 years it'll be 6%, and then it'll go up and up and up. I just think it's a crazy idea, and it's just another tax to get money in to give high wages to the county councils. And I just want to say one more thing. I can't understand how councils have more of a say than councillors or TDs or anybody. How can four councils decide on this? I mean, that's what I don't understand.
This is to form a working group. Well, they'll have to get, I suppose, the okay, really, you know, or legislation to be able to do it. But the concern seems to be that if other, like you, I don't know where you live, Julie, or maybe you don't.
I'm in Bray.
You're in Bray, right? But sure.
Yeah.
Do you think Wicklow County Council down the line mightn't look at this and go, "Well, hang on, they're bringing in a bomb there in Dublin over this"? Other councils
exactly.
Will definitely follow suit.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I mean, no, everybody knows that. A percentage goes on. It's always increased. It's never taken away. And I mean, the price of everything that we were in Rome at the end of last year. A cup of coffee was 140, 180 was the dearest, and you got a croissant with the 180. All right. My husband's just back from Lisbon. He got a meal for 5 euro. Like, okay, wages are higher here, but the comparison does not add up. I wouldn't recommend anybody to come from another country to Dublin to stay. I would say stay away from it. It's not safe. It's too expensive. And I mean, we're crying out for tourists, and now they're going to add another tax onto them.
Do you want? I appreciate you getting in touch, Julia, to share your point. I can tell you're annoyed about it. You obviously don't. You don't need to stay in hotels in Dublin. I take it you're fairly close to home.
Exactly, yeah. But I do stay in hotels around the country, and
yeah.
I do stay in hotels abroad.
Right.
And I have stayed in hotels around this country, okay? And they are okayed by certain bodies, and they should not have a 3-star. right, are a 4-star. They should have a much lower star. So I'm not, the hotels in this country are not.
But now, when you would have stayed in Rome there in your recent trip, you would have paid a tourist tax on the room there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's their law. But everything else that I had in Rome was much cheaper than I would have here.
Okay.
I mean, a bus, €2 on a bus. You know, and as I said to you, we went out for a meal one night, 2 glasses of wine, 2 meals, 2 desserts, €50. Mm. Where would you get that in Dublin?
Yes, it's where the wages now, I suppose, is the conversation that lent that. Yeah. Maybe just Seamus, on a final point, do you want to maybe just tell listeners, so you're putting together this team or this working group to discuss all of this. When can we expect to know what exactly the levy will be?
Well, as I said to start, we are aligned with central government introduced legislation which hasn't been forthcoming before. So the idea of this working group with the four Dublin local authorities is maybe to discuss it further and effectively be a lobbying group to central government, because without that legislation, we can't even begin the process of looking into this order.
All right, Sinn Féin Dublin councillor, that's Seamus McGrattan, Paul Gallagher, Michael Lennon, Julia also as well, I should say. Thanks a million to Jennifer for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.